Russia's President Vladimir Putin has declared the military phase of the war in Chechnya over. He says the regional government is gradually asserting control over the separatist republic, but rebel operations continue. Chechen fighters killed 21 pro-Russian commandos in a single ambush last month. And as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Chechen capital, Grozny, the local administration's hold on power is extremely fragile.
In some ways, Ahmad Haji Kadyrov is an unlikely man to run Chechnya's Russian-installed government. As Chechnya's mufti, or top Islamic clergyman, the bearded and stocky Kadyrov was once a leading separatist ideologue. But Kadyrov said he became dismayed by the spread of radical Islam during Chechnya's period of de facto independence from 1996 to 99. In particular, Kadyrov opposed the harsh form of Islamic Sharia law imposed by the separatists.
I'm a religious man myself, and I wanted Sharia more than anyone. But our people were not ready. We would have needed an entire generation to prepare for it. And those who enforced Sharia in Chechnya had no idea how to implement it correctly.
Kadyrov's final break with the separatists came as Russia launched a second war against Chechnya 2.5 years ago. Kadyrov says separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov provoked the Kremlin by failing to stop Chechen warlords from attacking the neighboring Russian region of Dagestan. Kadyrov says Maskhadov also gave free rein to foreign fighters who had links to the Taliban.
Maskhadov wanted me to declare a jihad, and I refused. I told him he had to order all foreign fighters out of Chechnya. He was unwilling to do that.
Soon afterwards, Kadyrov resurfaced in Moscow and was named to run Chechnya. Kadyrov's government runs towns and villages across Chechnya. It pays pensions and wages and is trying to stimulate Chechnya's predominantly agricultural economy. But the government is totally reliant on Moscow for financing. And many Chechens say Kadyrov, who has his own detachment of 500 well-armed commandos, is completely dependent on the 80,000 Russian troops in Chechnya, a republic the size of Connecticut. Kadyrov's a nobody. Kadyrov's a puppet, says one Chechen rebel sympathizer who refused to give his name. He sits there, but the Russian military is the real master here. Kadyrov is seen by many here as unwilling or incapable of defending ordinary Chechens against abuses by Russian troops. Human rights groups say they include looting, torture, and murder. Kadyrov acknowledges the continuing violence hurts his credibility.
From the first day, I've fought with the Russian generals. At every meeting with them, I've tried to work to save lives so that innocent people are not killed. And I'll continue to do this. But if the Russian troops commit abuses and we're unable to stop them, the people blame us.
Kadyrov acknowledges there's no end in sight to rebel attacks in Chechnya. Many government workers, like Aslan, an official in a southern Chechen town, live in constant fear of rebel reprisals for working in Kadyrov's government.
I don't sleep at night. My neighbor has a dog, and whenever it starts barking, I run to the window. I just don't want them to cut me up like a chicken.
More than 100 Kadyrov government workers, mostly security and law enforcement officials, have been murdered over the past year. Kadyrov acknowledges that in many cases, separatists have infiltrated his security and police institutions.
If someone thinks the fighters just live in caves in the mountains or are hiding in the forests, they are wrong. They are everywhere, maybe right here in this very building.
Many Chechens agree Kadyrov's biggest challenge is just staying alive. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Grozny, Russia.